Well, hello and welcome to the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark and thank you for joining us again. Welcome if it's your first time. We explore the highways and byways of classic jazz, and today we're going to be listening to several sessions that were recorded by a New Orleans trumpet player named Wiggy Minone. Joseph Minone was born in New Orleans in 1900. He lost one of his arms, I believe it was his right arm actually, in a streetcar accident when he was a boy, and he played left-handed after that, when he started playing trumpet at any rate. He was a good entertainer, a singer, a very jazzy player who was certainly influenced by Louis Armstrong, but he had a lot of originality as well. He played in various groups in New Orleans. He went to St. Louis, played with the Arcadian Serenaders. He toured all around the Southwest, played with Jack Teagarden and Peck Kelly and different people in Texas. Ended up in Chicago in the late 1920s and made some recordings there, some very interesting ones. And then came to New York in the early 1930s, 33 thereabouts, and started recording under his own name and also with a group groups that were somewhat like the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, playing New Orleans jazz. He had a band, quartet, actually, at the Famous Door for a while before Joe Marsala took it over. But he had a very active career in the recording studios. Later on in life, he toured as a solo act, also had a band that made some movies. He was second banana to Bing Crosby on some of his radio programs and went out to Las Vegas and had a pretty active performing life until he died in 1982. Very interesting and unusual fellow. So we're going to be featuring the first handful of recording dates that he did under his own name with a band that was more or less his own, although these were all members of the Ben Pollack Orchestra of the time. They played with the drummer Ben Pollack, who had come from Chicago, and the band changed over a number of times over the years. But Wiggy hired his two of his best soloists as well as his rhythm section, and these are the musicians we're going to be hearing on most of these recordings. We're going to start out with the full results of one session that was recorded on May 2nd of 1934, and these were done for Brunswick and various labels, similar labels at any rate. We're going to hear No Calling Card, which was a tune that was composed by Wiggy Minone, as was the second one, Strange Blues, which was a very modified blues with a bridge. Then two more Minone tunes, Send Me and Walking the Streets Until My Baby Comes Home. All these feature Wiggy Minone on trumpet and vocals. And in the band were Matty Matlock on clarinet, the New Orleans native Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Gil Bowers on piano, Hilton Nappy Lamar from New Orleans on guitar. He also does some of the background vocals and some of the comedy vocals. Harry Goodman on bass. He was Benny Goodman's brother. And another New Orleans native, Ray Baduc, on drums. And this is the core group we're going to hear for this entire show. So those four tunes came from, as I said, May 2nd of 1934. And then we're going to play one tune from January 15th of 1935, which was recorded for Banner. And this was also called Wiggy Minone and His Orchestra and was by exactly the same group. And we're going to hear The Blues Have Got Me, featuring a very nice vocal by Wiggy Minone. So that will be our set coming up. And by the way, The Blues Have Got Me was a Chicago tune by the pianist Charles Levere, with some assist by Wiggy Minone. So those are our tunes for our first set. Wiggy Minone and His Orchestra, No Calling Card, Strange Blues, Send Me, Walk in the Streets, and The Blues Have Got Me. Thank you.
dog tree.
Oh, got a dog tree, baby. She's tall as a willow tree.
Oh, willow tree.
And the reason why I like her, she can do it so good to me.
Good to me.
Oh, a big buck came around and never left no calling cause.
I wonder who that could
oh,
be.
Oh, a big buck came around and never left no calling cause.
What in the world did he do?
It must have been a bed bug that just can't bite that hard. I guess I'll have to play you some strange blues.
That's what I need, all right,
home ain't home and nothing's right. I'm so restless every night. I'm walking the streets till my baby comes home. Oh, baby, come home. People try to pity me. I don't want no sympathy. Walking the streets till my baby comes home. I'm weary, baby, can't you really see? Why don't you hurry back to me? Oh, I'm so tired of sitting at home, staring at that telephone, walking the streets until my baby comes home. So slow, the nights are so long. Without you, dear, I just can't get along. The blues have got me, blues have got me. Many times I tried to feel like I should, but each time I cried, it don't do no good. I don't believe now in knocking on wood. The blues have got me, baby. Can't you see, dear, you're the one I'm needing. You're the one I'm longing for. Each new day brings me loneliness. I can't forget your sweet caress. Though the skies are gray and dark up above, each and every day I pray for your love. You'll be the only one I'm thinking of. The blues have got me. Blues have got me.
Some pretty out-and-out jazz sides from 1934 and 1935. Clearly, Wingy Minone was given carte blanche to do his own tunes on the first set, and even a little bit on the second as well, and to turn his soloist loose. It was not a series of recordings designed to appeal to the popular music public, at least not yet. Later on, as we'll see, he was required to play more pop tunes and was doing more things that were probably along the lines of what Red Allen or even Fats Waller were doing at the time. So we started out with four Wingy Minone tunes from May 2nd of 1934. No Calling Card, which featured a vocal by Wingy, and Nappy Lamar, whom Wingy addresses as Hilton a few places on this podcast. That was his given name, and they were friends from back in New Orleans days. That featured especially good solos by the two other horn players, Matty Matlock on clarinet and Eddie Miller on tenor sax. This was just before they were both to leave the Ben Pollock band to go with Bob Crosby's new cooperative band a year or so after this. Then we heard the Strange Blues, which was indeed a sort of a strange take on the blues. Those of you who are devotees of the Jazz Decades radio program that was hosted in Boston on WGBH by the wonderful Ray Smith remember that tune as his closing theme, although he used a version that was recorded, I believe, by Papa Boo's Viking Jazz Band. I think it also featured Wingy Minone towards the end of his life in the 1970s. Then we heard Send Me, and followed that with Walkin' the Streets, all featuring good solos all around. Reminder, the rhythm section was Gil Bowers on piano, Nappy Lamar on guitar, Harry Goodman on bass, and Ray Baduke on drums. A very driving rhythm section for the time. This was during the Depression, and not too many white bands were getting the chance to record really out-and-out jazz sides, so this is a very refreshing take. Then we finished up that set with one from January 15th of 1935, The Blues Have Got Me. And this was for Banner recordings. Banner and OK they were recorded on. And it was the same band. And we're going to hear the balance of that session coming up next. We're going to hear the tune Nickel in the Slot. This was released on a Columbia Special Products album set of 52nd Street, I believe. I remember that from back then. This was another Wingy Minone tune, more on the novelty side. Then a tune from the 1910s by McDonald, Goodwin, and Hanley called Breeze that had been recorded around the same time by Clarence Williams' band. Then a more contemporary pop song called Swing, Brother, Swing that you might know from the Billie Holiday live air shot from the Savoy Ballroom with the Count Basie band. Very different approach to this song here. And then we're going to hear two tunes from the February 20th, 1935 date. And this was when clearly Wingy was being asked to do more pop music. And the band in this case was called the Harlem Hotshots, although it's exactly the same band. And these were all recorded, released on the Banner label. And the two tunes we're going to hear are Love Is Just Around the Corner, the Robin Gensler tune that became a big feature for Pee Wee Russell a couple years later, and House Rent Party Day by Alex Hill. That was a tune that was better known for its version by Louis Prima and his orchestra, another New Orleans trumpet player recording in an out-and-out jazz vein in New York at the same time. This is a slower version with a little more comedy novelty vocal interjections by Wingy and Nappy Lamar. So those are our tunes for the next set, Wingy Minone and his orchestra and the Harlem Hotshots from 1935 and 1936, or just 1935, actually. Nickel in the Slot, Breeze, Swing, Brother, Swing, Love Is Just Around the Corner, and House Rent Party Day.
That's all, boys.
We want some more of that.
Boy, if you want any more of that music, you're going to have to drop another nickel in that slot.
Thank you.
that blowed my gal away. I've had the blues all day since early morning. You came whispering through the tree. When I woke up this morning, sure that gal was gone. That gal was gone, oh baby. How come I don't get nowhere, boy?
Man, you got a swing.
I've been swinging all my life, man. I'm getting old.
Well, just swing it and play a little more, man.
All right, then here I go.
Okay.
New rhythms captivate me. Hot tempos stimulate me. Hold everything and swing. Oh, brother, swing. Don't stop to dilly-dally. Get going up rhythm alley. Can't help but sing. Oh, swing, brother, swing. I'm ready to go, ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, Bo, hurry up. Oh, Sammy, let me go to town. It must be rhythm fever that makes me hate to leave ya. Just play that thing and swing. Oh, brother, swing. Thank you. love is just around the corner, in a little cozy corner. Love is just around the corner, baby, when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, I couldn't be forlorner. When you keep me on the corner, baby, I'm waiting for you. Now, Venus de Milo was noted for her charm. But strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus. What more, you have charm. Now let's go cuddle in the corner, in a little cozy corner. Now love is just around the corner, baby, when I'm around you. Oh, but that never, but be bop, 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 bop. Oh, zee, zay, 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 oh, be, zay, zay, oh, zee, ba, da, da, be, zay, ba, be, da, ba, be, da, ba, be, da, be, da, 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 ba, be, da, be, da, da, oh, swing it, jive, swing it. Say, boy, what's that you got in your hand?
A pair of dice.
Pair of dice? Let's have a little dice game.
That's good.
Oh, man, two bets I shoot.
I got a dime.
Got a dime?
I got a dime.
Nickel mo.
I catch another nickel.
Yeah, I'll go. Top seven dice. Whoop, wait a minute. Grab that money. Grab that dice.
Might be the
law. Might be the law at that. Who is that out there?
Is this Colonel Franklin, the landlord?
The landlord? But what the landlord want around here?
Well, your rent was 2 and a 13.
Fellas, what is I'ma do?
I tell you what let's do.
What's that?
Let's give a house rent party.
Well, what is that?
Well, you invite everybody and make them pay at the dough.
Oh, I see. Now, that's a good idea. Now, y'all get that beat-up change what we got here, and we'll start this house rent party off ourselves. We'll have Brother Big Eye round up the folks around the neighborhood.
Good idea. That's fine.
All right. Now that everything is gonna be all right, I'll start this off right now. Now everything is good and ready, from liquor down to spaghetti. We're gonna have a ball until the four walls fall, cause it's house rent party day. You don't need no invitation, for it will be an open station. Tap lightly on that bell, we can hear you swell, cause it's house rent party day. Why don't you climb up them stairs, sample the wares, cause nobody cares what you may say or do. You'll see cheeky fellas buzzing with brown skin sheepers by the dozen. They're gonna cut the rug and holler, bring a jug, cause it's house rent party day. Oh, beat it out, Eddie Miller. It certainly turned out to be a fine social. Look, even the landlord is swinging.
Yes, sir. I'm having an enjoyable time.
Well, if you really want to enjoy this party, why don't you grab that band's guitar and swing in with the band?
I believe I will.
Hey,
Like so many of his fellow New Orleans musicians, Wingy Minone was a very fine entertainer and really believed in giving the audience its money's worth in terms of entertainment. Of course, he came out of the white Italian tradition of New Orleans jazz musicians that also produced Leon Rapolo and Paul Merez and a number of other fine players from that tradition. They tended to play more in dance band type situations, although later on in the New Orleans revival, they started playing much more jazz as well. Wingy Minone, of course, left New Orleans fairly early and made a name for himself in Chicago and then New York. So we started out with Nickel in the Slot, a Wingy Minone tune with some comedy vocals, although some excellent jazz, especially by Eddie Miller on tenor sax, with good playing by Matlock on clarinet and Minone on trumpet as well. Then we heard Breeze, that very bluesy but peaceful ballad type of composition that went back to the 1910s, and that had a particularly fine Wingy Minone vocal, as did the next one, Swing Brother Swing, which was almost unrecognizable if you're used to hearing the Billie Holiday version, but that featured some excellent playing as well, and as well a long solo by pianist Gil Bowers, who was not usually featured in this band, was not known as a soloist. He was replaced when the Bob Crosby band began to get going by Joe Sullivan initially, and he was a good band pianist whose career went several decades beyond that, I believe. Then we heard the two tunes, or those tunes, I should say, were from January 15th of 1935 by Wingy Minone and his orchestra, recorded for and released on OK and Banner. And the next session was from February 20th of 1935, the Harlem Hotshots, and we played two of the four tunes from that date. Love is Just Around the Corner and House Rent Party Day, and House Rent Party Day had a lot of vocal interaction between Nappy Lamar and Wingy Minone, some sort of vaudeville knockabout comedy there. A little bit more heavy-handed than the Louis Prima version, but taken at a slower tempo and with probably better solos. So now we're going to go on to the next session, March 8th of 1935. We're going to hear all four tunes from this session. It starts out with what was Wingy Minone's biggest hit, The Isle of Capri, which was kind of a bland Latin tune by Kennedy and Gross, but Wingy turned it into an up-tempo swinger and changed the lyrics. He may have forgotten the lyrics and just made them up at some point and turned it into a really riff-based tune that was pretty widely copied. It has a nice Eddie Miller solo as well. After that, we're going to hear a tune that Fats Waller also recorded, a Lewis Wendling and Meyer tune called I Believe in Miracles, which is sadly not played much today. It was a very good tune from that period. Then a nice Wingy vocal outing on a tune called Fare Thee Well, Annabelle by Dixon and Rebel. Also with some Nappy Lamar interjections there and some good clarinet and tenor saxophone solos by Matty Matlock and Eddie Miller. Then we're going to finish up with an oddity. This is the tune On the Good Ship Lollipop by Claren Whiting. Of course, was sung by Shirley Temple in one of her movies and was a sort of a little kiddie tune. And here it's parodied almost to death by Wingy and Nappy Lamar as well, but has some good playing on it. We're going to continue on and play two tunes from the next two sessions, one each, April 8th, 1935, for Vocalion. The previous session was also released on Vocalion. And we're going to hear the tune About a Quarter to Nine by Al Dubin and Harry Warren. That's one of four tunes that were recorded. For some reason, no vocals. Maybe Wingy was not in vocal shape, but these were all instrumental tunes, and I feel Quarter to Nine was about the best of those. And then we're going to finish up with one from May 27th of 1935, a tune that was recorded by a number of different players, including the British trumpeter Nat Ganella. This is a tune called Black Coffee, a nice kind of bluesy, shouty tune that really lent itself well to Wingy Minone's delivery. And again, all of these by the same personnel, Wingy Minone on trumpet and singing, Matty Matlock on clarinet, Eddie Miller on tenor sax, occasionally might have some clarinet in the ensembles, Gil Bowers on piano, Nappy Lamar on guitar and vocals, Harry Goodman on bass, and Ray Baduke on drums. All of those players, except for Wingy, were members of the Ben Pollock Orchestra, which was just about to disband when most of the band left and reunited under Bob Crosby's leadership. So that's our set coming up, Wingy Minone and his orchestra. The Isle of Capri, I Believe in Miracles, Fare Thee Well, Annabelle, On the Good Ship Lollipop, About a Quarter to Nine, and Black Coffee.
old Capri, walk a mile all over that aisle. Oh, Capri, what you done to me? Oh, Capri, can't you see? Oh, Capri, swing with me on the Isle of Capri. You done brought me down low and low, with patches on my pants and I lost all my dough. Now listen to me, if you really want to know, I don't want to be on this island no more. Oh, Capri, on the aisle, I'ma swing you down in the latest style. Now listen, little trumpet, bear with me, I can blow you off the Isle of Capri. I believe in miracles, strange as it may be. I never laughed or sang a song until the day you came along and you smiled at me. Love can wave a miracle right before your eyes. The day we met, I seemed to see an angel walk right up to me from out of these skies. Oh, some magical power brought us together like this. Oh, baby, one magical hour. Now strangers were sweethearts and one little kiss. Oh, I believe in miracles, honestly I do. No wonder I get lyrical about that certain miracle that gave me you. Thank you. going away to make good for my Annabelle.
Your Annabelle, man, that's my gal.
Oh, no, it ain't, Hilton. That's my gal.
No, no, that's my gal.
All right, then. Well, let's both go away and make good for Annabelle.
There's a train.
There's a locomotive pumping at the station. Fare thee well, Annabelle. And we know you need a little consolation. Fare thee well, Annabelle. When you feel that you're out in the rain, think of us on that former train. On that cold observation car, looking for you in the dark, all in vain. We will send a telegram at every station. Fare thee well, Annabelle. If your family wants a bit of information, say that we are doing well. And when we come back with a pocket full of jack, you'll have something great to tell. Cause I'll take you on a honeymoon vacation. Fare thee well, my Annabelle. Be a good boy and go to bed. Now maybe the Sandman will take you for a little trip on a good ship Lollipop.
Oh, what's that, Pappy?
Well, I'll tell you all about it now. On a good ship Lollipop, it's a sweet little trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on a sunny beach at Peppermint Bay.
Lemonade stand?
Why, sure, boy. Everywhere.
Is Wingy Band
there? Why, they're all over the air. There you are. Happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowls do a tootsie roll with the big bad devil's food chain.
And if you eat too much?
Ooh, son, you wake up with a stomach ache on a good ship. Lollipop, now come on, son, into bed you hop and dream away on the good ship Lollipop. Thank you. coffee, I'm in trouble. Black coffee, I see double. Man, 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 how am I gonna get home? Black coffee, I'm so dizzy. Black coffee, please get busy. Oh, 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 help me to get home. I had a little too much whoopee soup. All I meant to take one. And now my head is going loopy-loop. Some stuffy kids. Oh, black coffee, help a fella. Black coffee, what'll I tell her? Man, 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 I'm afraid to go home.
Some pretty unremittingly hot jazz from 1935. Not a very readily available commodity at that time, especially not being done by white bands, but this was clearly in the New Orleans tradition. We started out with Isle of Capri, I Believe in Miracles, Fare Thee Well, Annabelle, and On the Good Ship Lollipop, done by Wingy Minone and his orchestra, for Vocalion on March 8th of 1935. Matty Matlock on clarinet, Eddie Miller on tenor, Gil Bowers on piano, Nappy Lamar on guitar, Harry Goodman on bass, and Ray Baduc on drums. Then, one track from April 8th, we heard About a Quarter to Nine, a good arrangement of a pop tune of the day, and finished up with Black Coffee, a kind of a driving bluesy tune, well featuring Wingy Minone on trumpet and vocals. So I hope you've enjoyed this program. We're going to be doing another show on some later Wingy Minone recordings that he did with Chu Berry, the great black tenor saxophone player. Kind of an unusual combination, but they recorded quite a bit together over the course of about a year or so, and we'll be doing a show on that coming up. So you've been listening to the Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark, and thank you for joining us. Do check in every now and again and see what we're up to. If you'd like to sponsor us, we'd love to have some more members of the family. And let me know if there are any programs coming up that you would like to hear. I'm open to suggestions, as they say. So thank you very much, and I'll see you on the other side.